Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on 1st February, recording at 9:28 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now first, a quick look at the highlights here today, and this has been a very interesting day. First, lease drama in Asia was relatively quiet. Markets are winding down for the Chinese New Year, or a number of them are. China was open today, though, and quite interestingly, it had a small gain, but it was the fifth consecutive day to the upside. Now, that may not sound like all that much, but it's the first time China's A-share index has done that since October. So I find that interesting. And in Europe, we saw considerably more action of really solid gains for stock markets. The UK up 1.62%, led by the miners, and good gains across the boards. I think probably the biggest one that I can see is the Italian MIB index up 2.15%. But a solid performance. I think there's one exception. Stockholm was down just, well, it was virtually unchanged, but a fraction, the smallest fraction in the red. Now, in the Americas, strong action here. Wall Street is very firm. The S&P closed up 1.67%. That's taken it to a new high at 1307.5. And the NASDAQ packed in with a 1.89% gain. So solid. Well, the rest of the Americas also saw very good gains, particularly Brazil. Now, Brazil had been hit last Friday. Brazil's been soft for a while. More on this market in a moment. But it was up 1.91%. It was 1,272 points, taking it back up to 67,847. Well, okay. One can't visualize numbers when you hear them over an audio, I'm sure. So let's roll on to the government bond prices. They are weak here for the where I can see price action. And the U.S. 30-year long bond down 1930 seconds as I speak. U.S. dollar was soft again today, 76.99 on the U.S. dollar index. That's pushed the euro. Remember how the euro was going to fall apart? Well, it's up to 138.31 against the dollar. And sterling is up to 161.45. The Australian dollar up to 101.19, and the Canadian, the greenback has slipped down to 99 cents against the Canadian. Okay, what else to mention? The industrial metals, very strong. Precious metals. So platinum had a good gain, up 28, taking it to 1821. That's the best of the precious sector. A little bit of seesawing here, but gold ending up $7.50, or trading at $7.50 as I speak. And silver up about 33 cents, taking it to 2850, again as I speak. In the grain and bean complex, strong gains for soybeans. Decent gains for corn and a bit of a pullback for wheat. Rough rice was strong. Most soft commodities were strong. going against this trend, but it had actually led it earlier on in the action on Monday and also last Friday. Crude oil, had crude oil had rallied up, this is NYMEX now, and it had rallied up to 92.45, that was the high of the day. It's currently $2 below that at 90.41, that's down 1.78. Natural gas is a little lower as well. It seems to be a calm resolution to the Egyptian situation. than many had feared. And agricultural commodities, other than the grains and beans, which I mentioned, mostly stronger as well. Excuse me. And some decent gains. Lumber, I see, is also up $8.50. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, as you know, we have been in a bit of a reactive, corrective phase for stock markets. A lot of that was in response to earlier good gains that we saw last year and the very beginning of this year. A lot of it has been due, most of it, I feel, has been due to commodity price inflation. And that has been quite acute in the developing economies, as you'll be well aware at this stage, and still remains an acute problem. And that's caused them to push up interest rates, and people extrapolate those hikes, not without some justification. And so that has led to a mean reversion process for a number of those front-running Asian markets, the ASEAN sector, and India, as clear examples overall, but they've all been reacting on a change of fashion. Wall Street, or the financial industry, I should say, it's a fashion industry, and the mantra in the last couple of months has been sell Asia, and sell emerging generally, and buy Wall Street and Germany and perhaps the rest of Europe. Well, we do get these swings and roundabouts, and I would say that a steady, albeit a little bit overextended to the upside, Wall Street overextended to the upside in the short term, helps to cushion downside in most other markets, unless they have some sort of obvious standout problem that makes them an exceptional case. That this pause, this reaction process, would enable the fast-running markets that had scored the big gains in 2009 and 2010 to get in some mean reversion reactions towards the rising 200-day moving averages and pulling down their valuations in the process to bring them back more in line with other markets. And then we would see a reasonably decent performance from the leaders once again. Now, whether that plays out very quickly in the short term or takes longer because of the commodity price inflation remains to be seen. I think the commodity price inflation is going to be a drag. It's definitely a headwind here, and likely to remain so for a while longer. But today, the market was selling or celebrating rather relief that the Egyptian scene has not turned into a total bloodbath, and that the evidence of contagion is not bursting out everywhere. That'll do for today. Okay. And what about these overbought conditions on Wall Street? Well, it wasn't a good day for my two hedge short positions, and if I have to take those out, I will view that as an insurance premium here overall. But it was, let's accept it for what it is. It was an impressive day in here. Okay, long-dated government bond prices. Certainly, if Wall Street stays steady and the dollar soft here, it's not going to take very long before these U.S. Treasuries resume their decline. That's the bond futures. And in other words, the yields push higher. And this is the new trend here. I've maintained for a number of months now that these long-dated government bond yields were in a bottoming out and base building phase, and it's basically a type 1 pattern, type 1 acceleration downwards in yields during the depths of the crisis. And type 1s almost always get the type 2 characteristic. This is a terminology from the chart seminar, which most people find extremely helpful when they once they've taken the course. Type 2 is that very sharp reaction against the prevailing downtrend. So we get the climactic sell-off in the yields and the big bounce up, and then spend quite a few months, you can spend a year or more, in the right-hand extension, ranging right-hand extension phase before the yields start to push a bit higher. I think the yields will push higher over the short to medium term, but the charts will show us. Now, and I wish to remain positioned for that, and I am with Treasury bond shorts. And looking around, the bounce back in the oil price put a bit of a fire underneath the uranium shares, which have had a couple of phenomenal days in here. I'd be surprised if they didn't see some consolidation of that, but technically, it looks a terrific sector, and I'm very happy to be overweight in the uranium shares. Now, precious metals. I did some buying here today. I said I indicated that I would yesterday, that I was very likely to be doing some buying, and I did today. I started with gold and platinum. I have had a preference for platinum, really, which I felt had lagged too much in recent months. And as I s mentioned in the introduction, good or in the review, good, very good action here today. Gold, which spot bullion is trading at just above 1340 as I speak. Now, that really needs to push above the 1350 level, and preferably on an upward dynamic. And to hold that I think would improve sentiment considerably, because gold has been drifting down here for a number of weeks following its earlier loss of momentum dating way back to November of last year. And silver, again, really quite steady here overall. So I opened long positions in all four of the precious metals because it wasn't all that easy for me to differentiate among them in terms of prospects. I think the gold and platinum are the more conservative choices, but silver and particularly palladium have so often been the leaders in this cycle. And I think there's plenty of time left in terms of seasonal factors to get an additional run to the upside. And the weak US dollar certainly provides some incentive for that in terms of those of us who trade dollar-priced futures contracts. And it's really just a matter of, does gold ignite, and do gold and the other precious metals respond quickly in here to these factors, or does it take longer because they were overcrowded trades, as I'd mentioned previously, and other markets have been handed the baton. Industrial metals, for instance, very strong. Oh, I was going to say something about Brazil, and I realized I hadn't, so if you forgive me for jumping around here a little bit, but this good upward dynamic here today. Brazil is definitely a fuller money favored market, and it's done absolutely nothing for over a year in here. It's been a fuller money favored market for a long time. It's had some spectacular performances. But the main reason for its underperformance for over a year has been the fact that the Brazilian government was concerned about the flow of hot money into its currency and markets, and has been discouraging that with taxes on inflows and so on. But at the end of the day, they're not going to do that forever, in my opinion. And at the end of the day, the fundamental story for Brazil is very, very exciting, with these absolutely world-class commodity reserves, and there's an infrastructure build going on there, and that will, and then Brazil will be developing more industries as well. So, one of the better, more promising BRICS, and it looks cheap to me here right now. Now, moving back to my earlier sequence of events, I said that other commodities had taken up the baton, or been, had received the baton in terms of performance, and that's still the grain and bean sector. And it is still industrial metals. I mean, these are, excuse me, have a little cough. These are strong here today. Copper up 9 cents. That's up to 455. That's a new high in here. And nickel surged. It's almost at 28,000. Tin has been explosive recently. So again, commodities red hot, and I expect some gains on uranium very, very soon, given the performance that we've seen of the in the price of uranium, rather, given the performance that we've seen in the uranium shares. So not bad action overall. I think this is going to be a tricky few months here, largely because of the commodity price action overall. But I've said it isn't a bear market, and when favored themes get decent pullbacks, that's a good time to buy them. I caught some of those commodity purchases, I beg your pardon, some of those uranium purchases, uranium mining share purchases on a pullback from my long-term portfolio the week before last. So there's a lot going on here. And I think we don't want to have how should we call it? I don't think there's any grounds for extreme pessimism or euphoria. Just an interesting market environment in which there will be plenty of trading and investment opportunities. But expect some choppy action. And on that note, all the best to all of you.